Welcome back to Know It All, the podcast where we try to understand everything without losing our minds in the process. I'm Madeline, and today we're pulling on one of the most tangled threads in modern physics, string theory. You've probably heard the phrase before in documentaries, science, TikToks, or that one episode of The Big Bang Theory. But what is string theory, really? And why do physicists sound both excited and mildly terrified when they talk about it? Last time, we talked about particle physics, the idea that everything in the universe is made up of teeny tiny particles like quarks, electrons, and photons. But here's the twist. According to string theory, those particles aren't actually points. They're tiny vibrating strings, like microscopic guitar strings, trillions of times smaller than an atom. Each vibration pattern corresponds to a different particle. A string vibrating one way becomes an electron, vibrate it another way and it's a quark, another and it's a photon. In other words, the entire universe might be music, a cosmic symphony played on strings smaller than anything we can detect. It's poetic, but it's also math. Complicated, terrifying math. So why even invent this theory? Well, physicists have two major frameworks for how the universe works. One is general relativity, which explains gravity and the large-scale universe, planets, stars, galaxies. Another is quantum mechanics, which explains the tiny stuff, atoms, subatomic particles, energy interactions. Now, the problem? These two don't get along. They work perfectly in their own realms, but try to use both at once, say, in a black hole or the Big Bang, and the math just breaks. String theory tries to unify them. It says, what if everything from gravity to matter to light is made of one fundamental type of thing, strings, and all the forces and particles we see are just different manifestations of their vibrations? If that's true, then we'd finally have what Einstein dreamed of, a theory of everything. Here's where string theory takes a hard left turn into sci-fi territory. The math only works if the universe has not three dimensions of space, but 10, or even 11 if you include time the way some versions do. That means there could be extra dimensions all around us, curled up so we can't see them. Picture an ant walking along a tightrope. From far away, the rope looks like a one-dimensional line. But the ant can move around it in a circle, a hidden dimension we just don't notice. If that's true, the universe might be far richer and stranger than anything our senses can detect. Some versions of string theory, called M-theory, even suggest multiple universes, each with their own physical laws. Our universe could be just one bubble in a vast cosmic foam. It's beautiful, it's insane, and it might even be true. But here's the catch. We can't test it. The strings are way too small to observe directly. A million billion times smaller than the smallest particle we can currently detect. And since science depends on experiment, a lot of physicists argue that string theory is more philosophy than physics until we can prove it. Others think it's the best idea we've got, even if we can't measure it yet, because it elegantly connects everything we do know. So it sits in this weird space between genius and guesswork. The math is stunning. The evidence, not so much. Here's what I love about string theory, though. Even if it turns out to be wrong, it's asking the right kind of question. It forces us to rethink what matter means, to imagine extra dimensions, to picture the universe as music instead of machinery. It's a reminder that science isn't just about proving facts, it's about curiosity, about stretching the limits of what we can imagine. Maybe we'll never detect those tiny strings, maybe we will, but for now it's enough to know that the universe could be playing a song we're only just beginning to hear. Thanks for listening to Know It All. I'm Madeline, and remember, every question you ask is just another vibration in the universe's biggest mystery.